Here's an important life tip. It is absolutely essential that you always know where to find a delicious sandwich at a moment's notice. Usually the answer is as easy as Jimmy John's. You know you're always getting some good sandwiches because they make them with fresh baked bread, premium quality meats, and hand-sliced veggies. Like their Italian nightclub made with salami, capicola, ham, and provolone. Everybody loves that one. So if you're looking for the sandwich of sandwiches, order on the Jimmy John's app or online at jimmyjohns.com today.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea. Hey, LA-bound thrill seekers, it's Chelsea Handler, your fearless guide to the City of Angels. Brace yourselves for a wild ride exploring the diverse food scene, from taco trucks to Michelin stars like Pizzana or Leo's Tacos. Seeking serenity? Immerse yourself in soul-soothing moments with captivating sunsets at Griffith Observatory, rooftop yoga, and a stroll through the Getty Gardens. Your soul will thank you for this enchanting escape. Buckle up for the LA roller coaster and embark on the adventure at discoverla.com. Chelsea Handler signing off, urging you to savor every moment.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or buenas noches, as they say in España, which is where I just hailed from. Welcome to one of our little mini nugget episodes while we are on hiatus. We won't be on hiatus for very long because I'm coming back with season two shortly, but we wanted to give you a couple of updates and a couple of check-ins. I have a new friend with me. She's not so new to me, but she's new to you guys. Her name is Catherine, and she's a producer on this show, and she is sitting with me in the room to guide me along. And be, you're like my Sherpa, basically, my podcast Sherpa.
Yeah.
Right?
Just move things along.
Catherine is upbeat and full of information, and that's what we need with me. We need somebody who is upbeat and has more information than I do with regard to orders, you know, technique. I would call it podcast technique.
Sure.
And other bullshit, you guys. So that's what we're doing. I just came from my summer vacation, even though it's fall, from Mallorca. And I had all of my ski girlfriends from Whistler meet me at my place in Mallorca. And we e-biked our asses off. And I really feel rejuvenated, except for the fact that last night I went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning because somebody wouldn't shut the fuck up. And we'll have more on that later. But it was a great vacation. And Mallorca is like really known for cycling, and people train for big bike races there, like the Tour de France. And so we had a great time with all my girlfriends. One of my girlfriends is like a little muscular. She's a nugget, actually. She's 5'1" and her calves look like two clamshells. Like two scallops, actually. And she is stronger than a horse or an ox. And so on one of our bike trips that was 54 miles up a mountain and then down mountains, three of us lost batteries to our e-bikes because I decided that I was going to be in turbo the whole time, not eco, because I just thought, fuck this. This is too hard. And I'm not willing to challenge myself after that much sangria. But I did. And we had to kind of tow each other through the mountains, through tunnels on e-bikes, which are very heavy to pedal if you have no battery. So for anybody out there who is renting an e-bike, make sure you get the battery when you rent it and charge that so that you are never stuck like I was, even though it was a good adventure. And, you know, I burned a lot of calories, so that was good. And one of my friends, one of my very, very dear friends who I know listens to this podcast every week, we were able to get penetrated. So that is a huge victory. And I said, when we got there to my girlfriends, I said, if I can just see a man walk out of Blank's bedroom one morning, this vacation will be like a huge fulfillment for me. And that's what happened, guys. So problem solved is what
that's
I like
wonderful.
To say, Catherine. Thank you. I can see you're beaming as well.
I am.
Yeah. There's nothing better, especially after what we talked about on our last podcast.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than helping a friend get penetrated. And it wasn't me by myself. It was all of us working in concert.
Teamwork.
Yeah. Some girls went out one night, others stayed back. And then the next night we went back out and then we kind of reconnected. And then the ones that weren't there filled in for the ones. It was great. And then at one point my friend said, there's 11 guys here and they all want to go back to your house. And I said, pick your two favorites. And one of the favorites made it, and he got the last rose.
That's excellent.
I know. It was our own private Mallorcan bachelor.
Heartwarming.
And also, my other friend there who loves the show Below Deck, which I think a lot of people love Below Deck, right? She was watching the Mediterranean edition, mm-hmm. which I also ended up seeing like 6 or 7 episodes of that. But then we had a friend of a friend from Germany came, and she's actually works on a boat as the chief stew. So it was just like a phantasmagoria of sex, information about what happens on yachtas, you know, below deck and above deck and on the side of the deck and then beneath that. So I think it was, a pretty good, solid vacation. And I'm just happy to be home. I'm happy to be going on tour. My first dates are in Cincinnati, Indianapolis. It's like starts September 30th. I think I have Cincinnati. Yep. And then Detroit at the Fillmore. And then Indianapolis, and then Grand Rapids. So come see me. And then Norfolk, Virginia. So please come see me on my vaccinated and horny tour. And I am horny, but I have somebody who's fulfilling that horniness now. And if you haven't been paying attention to my social media, which I don't expect all of you to be doing, I will fill you in on the fact that I am in love and finally getting regular penetration.
Excellent.
I know. I mean, it's all from this podcast, right? It's a full evolution of what therapy can do for a person.
I'm so glad that we could help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And also giving advice to other people and hearing their stories and then seeing that I could go to therapy and that works and that I can now be in a normal, healthy relationship with someone mm-hmm. should be an inspiration to anyone who thinks that they're not going to find the lid to their pot, because you are. It doesn't happen when you want it to happen, but it does happen when it's supposed to happen. So I'm done. I found my guy.
I love that.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting for all of us.
I too have been speculating a little bit just from watching your social media.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to share it. You know me. I mean, there are no secrets,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we'll get into that maybe later. But we have some updates, right, Catherine?
Yes, we do. We have some updates from some callers. So our first update is actually from someone who didn't call in, but they were just a listener, from Dan. He said, I was a social cigarette smoker my whole life, but during the pandemic, I got severely hooked. While listening to your podcast, you briefly mentioned, and this was like a tiny mention, that you stopped smoking by hypnosis. Your comment stuck with me, so I called my local hypnosis center and made an appointment. 2 days later, I met my hypnotherapist and had my session and have been smoke-free ever since. Thank you, in all caps, for giving me my health back. Dan.
Oh, that is awesome. There's something else that you could get hypnotized for that my friend was just talking to me about. Because, you know, these people that they can do that for, like, your fear of flying. I have a friend who bites her toenails. That's probably a separate conversation, but it still falls under the category of things you want to stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them. And she went to Kerry Gaynor, who's the guy that I went to in LA. There are hypnotherapists throughout the world. So obviously, if you're serious about it, you know, it can work. And I'm trying to think about what the other problem was. Oh, it was something really... Anyway, hopefully
my sister actually got hypnotized for her fear of ladders, which, like, I don't know when she's on a ladder.
Oh, right. Fear of elevators.
Yeah.
That's what my friend had. Fear of elevators. Fear of ladders is funny.
Yeah.
Walking under them or walking?
I think it's like going up them, but she's an attorney. So, like, I don't know when she's going on a ladder, but they brought her back to apparently at some point when she was in a crib. She had gotten, like, crawled out of her crib and was hanging from the crib. So all she could see were the bars. And after she had that realization that that's where her fear of ladders came from, she was not afraid of them anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would explain it, because having a fear of ladders without any real recall of why would be really confusing. Because then you're like, was I a contractor? What happened?
Yeah, in a past life.
Yeah, in a past life. Anyway, what other updates do we have?
Okay. This is from Emily, who wasn't sure if she should get a boob job. This is one of my favorite updates. She says, "Hey, Chelsea, after speaking with you, it actually made me feel a little more confident in the skin I have now. And I have only one body and take pretty damn good care of it. So for me, it's not a super huge need because I'm so comfortable and confident in the person I am. Yes, some boobs would boost some of my confidence, but it's not the end-all be-all. I can live without them. I also took the time to do some more research, and while I was on the fence 50-50 at first, I think I'm going to stay small-chested at the moment, and then one day, if and when I have kids, maybe rethink that decision. But I will definitely go with Chelsea's advice and do a large B cup, small C cup, if that day comes." Emily.
Music to my ears. Speaking of which, I was on vacation with two friends. Two people who have had boob jobs that I know have had to have second and third boob jobs. So, like, because as you get older, your boobs keep growing. So then you have to reduce them even more. So, yeah, you just have to keep that in mind when you're getting a boob job, that when you get older hormonally, something happens to just, or if you gain any weight at all, your boobs gain the most weight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. This is okay. Great. Great.
Yeah.
Check that off my list, Catherine. If I have a list, first of all, we have to make a list and then we have to check things off of it.
Okay. So our last update for today comes from caller Billy, who was actually on our very first episode, Mothers. He had wanted to move to Maine, and that would take him away from his adoptive mom, but he wasn't sure how to do that and still let his mom know that he loved her. So you guys encouraged him to follow his dream and make the move. "Things have been going well," he says. "I've officially gotten my alcohol and drug counseling licensure activated in Maine. In the meantime, rural Minnesota does not have many spaces for queer folk, so I decided to be proactive. I've been in the process of developing a queer support group for young people and their parents in my hometown. I feel it's important to provide the resources that I needed when I was young. I'm also organizing a drag show in the same town to help fund and raise awareness for the support group. Slowly but surely, I've been figuring out who I want to be and what I want to give to others. My mother actually tracked down the Mothers episode and listened to the interview. It definitely gave her something to think about and brought us some much-needed dialogue regarding our relationship. The interview also jump-started the healing process regarding the struggles behind the adoption and everything that followed. All the best, Billy."
Oh, wow. Good use of your time and energy, Billy. Way to go. Way to turn your all of that confusion into something more powerful and setting an example for others. And also his mom hearing the podcast, which, by the way, anyone who ever calls in, your family will hear about it. At some point, it all comes back in one big circle. It's just like karma. So you should keep that in mind when you're calling in. Even obviously, if you don't want that, you can disguise your name and blah, blah, blah. But if you use your real name, it's just a matter of time. But I will say, to that end, I think that sometimes a third party having the conversation, you know, without both parties involved, sends a stronger message when they're not involved in the actual dialogue. So his mom hearing about that, or Billy, your mom hearing about that, sounds like it was a good conversation starter for you. And I'm really psyched you got out of there. You don't need to be around where people aren't respecting and, you know, even lauding you. They should be psyched that you're there. And it sounds like in the community that you moved into, they're all going to be very psyched that you're there because you're helping everybody. So I love to hear all about that. And it turns out, I mean, anybody could give advice. If we're getting such positive results, I mean,
yeah,
almost anybody could do it, you guys. If I could do it, anybody can do it.
So I think we have to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we'll have some questions for you, Chelsea.
I love personal questions. I hope they're personal.
They are.
Here's an important life tip. It is absolutely essential that you always know where to find a delicious sandwich at a moment's notice. Usually the answer is as easy as Jimmy John's. You know you're always getting some good sandwiches because they make them with fresh baked bread, premium quality meats, and hand-sliced veggies. Like their Italian nightclub made with salami, capicola, ham, and provolone. Everybody loves that one. So if you're looking for the sandwich of sandwiches, order on the Jimmy John's app or online at jimmyjohns.com today. Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Bouqs is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design icon West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of the two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.
Hi, it's Chelsea here. If you've noticed that your hair isn't looking as full as it used to, Zion Health is here to help. Zion stands out as the experts in men's and women's hair loss treatments. I didn't realize that up to 50% of women struggle with hair loss, which is weird because we need to be talking about that more. Zion has treatments for all stages of life, including for hair loss due to menopause or pregnancy. Zion offers medicated and non-medicated solutions that are developed by dermatologists to maximize the growth and density of your hair. Getting a prescription is simple. Their online consultation platform gives you convenient access to personalized treatment plans. Hair loss gets more and more difficult to treat the longer you wait, so seek help with them soon. Visit xyonhealth.com to get started. That's xyonhealth.com.
Okay, the first one here. How do you manage your time so well? You seem to do so much. Your career is always popping. You work out and meditate consistently, and you're basically an unofficial doctor, Noah.
Well, the doctor part is what I'm most passionate about. So that comes the most easily to me because I get so excited when I have a new patient or I have somebody with symptoms that I can't quite break down. So that's easy. because I don't have an office because I don't have a degree. So it's very off the cuff and usually with people that are in my life. I don't get unknowns. But managing my time, I have to be honest, I really require a lot of sleep. And if I can get sleep like 8 or 9 hours a night, then I can really have a high functioning day. And if I don't, even for one night, I feel like my eyes are burning. Like right now, I went to a hookah bar last night to smoke hookah. Oh, I'm doing a 30-day no alcohol thing.
Oh, that's
I've decided
great.
Because the 30-day weed thing was just such a big hit and we inspired so many people and I got so many DMs on Instagram of people who did it. So I am on day 4 of no drinking and I'm going to go a month without drinking just because I drank so much sangria in Mallorca that my skin started to turn purple and also my teeth and it wasn't a hot look. So I'm just going to detox for some clarity because winter's right around the corner and that's margarita time. So anyone who wants to join me on a 30-day detox, DM me, let me know how you're doing, write into the podcast, let us know. I'm using it to get serious mental clarity.
That's great.
Right.
Yeah. I've actually been thinking about doing that too.
Well, do it with me.
Okay.
Why don't you do it?
All right.
I mean, this is the time to do it before the holidays.
Yeah.
Right? So I started September 19th, October 19th. That way we're good for, well, Halloween. It's not like I'm celebrating Halloween. At least right. I hope I'm not.
Right. And you can celebrate in another way, like smoke a little, whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'll figure out another way.
All right. I'm on board.
Great, Catherine.
Yeah.
That's great. Exciting.
I kind of got to the point where, like, if I have a glass or two of wine, then I immediately have a hangover. So it's...
Yeah.
Like, it's, 2 glasses is, like, hangover time.
And I'm
Yeah,
and I also noticed when you go out a couple times without drinking, it's just... It becomes a less and less of a situation.
Mm-hmm,
like, last
mm-hmm.
night, we went out for ramen, and we had, like, there were 6 of us, and then we went to a hookah bar, and I just had my... I just had weed. And
yeah.
I just decided to stick with that. And then I didn't even miss it. So, yeah, we'll see how long I can go.
Well, good. Our next question for you comes from Evan Dillon. Do you find it crazy that total strangers can find inner healing through you as a public figure?
Yes, I do find that crazy. But you know what? I'm just going to take whatever comes my way and not be, I love to heal people. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and tell me things. You know, you do things that you never even think about again. So it's important to recognize that you have an impact on people. It doesn't matter how big or how small. I know I've said that so many times, but it really, the ripple effect of like kindness and listening and inspiration goes a long way. So it gives me a lot of faith in humanity, you know, that you can say something to somebody. I know people have said things to me that have changed the course of the direction of my life. And so when I think about this podcast, I always just think about that.
All right. Our next question is...
I don't even think we answer the time management question, really.
Oh.
I mean...
Sleep.
Time management is sleep. Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay, let me just get back to that so that I can give you something. I always work out first thing in the morning. Always get that out of the way so that I don't have to deal with that. Or Ben Bruno, at, you know, an hour where I'm fully awake and alert. And then I meditate at the same time. I do the meditation before I work out every morning. So I like to bang those things, like the necessary things of my day, I bang them out first thing in the morning so that I have room to be creative later and I have room to work on my stand-up and have room for all of that, like writing and development and all that stuff. So I don't know if that helps, but I would say whatever's the most important to you or the things that you feel like are your tasks for the day, which were probably meditation and working out, just kind of rock them out right away or knock them out or rock them out or rock out with your cock out. I don't know. You decide.
Fabulous. Our next question comes from Jody. Have you found a good product to remedy the dark, hollowed out under eye circles that come from cannabis use?
Oh, yeah. You know, okay. So I use this product called Liz Earle Oil, and it's got rose hips, which is really good for under eye circles, and also green tea. But I would green tea eye patches. I don't know the name of the brand offhand. But there's a lot of under eye patches that work and some of them that are crappy. So there's one, like anything with green tea helps the swelling a lot. If you're talking about swelling, if you're talking about the darkness, rose hips, vitamin E is good for that. And you can find those in different serums. You just kind of have to find a serum, like a face serum that you put on before your moisturizer. I use Liz Earle and I also use this Mindy Walter stuff, which is vitamin C is really important for those dark circles too. So you can look up any of those. And if you're getting those kind of dark circles from pot smoking, though, you should also probably just try and do edibles, because I could definitely notice a difference in my skin tone when I'm smoking versus doing edibles. You know, I know the smoking's fun and everything, but we've talked about the merits of just eating your cannabis. So I would say try and pivot more towards that.
Okay. And I'm reading this next one verbatim, but Stephen Husker asks, are you ever going to make a OnlyFans?
First of all, it's an OnlyFans, Stephen. It's not a OnlyFans. And don't think I haven't thought about it, but my team has advised strongly against it. I already have so many videos out there that would be qualified to be on OnlyFans. So no, I'm not going to do that. I don't think so. I don't think that's the right move for me right now. But I encourage anybody with an open mind and other open things to join OnlyFans, you know, and open up your heart.
And if you have a question, or you and a loved one have a question, please write in to DearChelseaProject@gmail.com.
DearChelseaProject@gmail.com. And also, you know, I would like to invite couples, whether you're friends or you're married or you're seeing each other, any types of couples that need a sounding board. I'm into that big time. And we haven't had a lot of that in season one. So hopefully we can branch out in season two. And I know some people are resistant to hearing feedback, but, you know, that's the point, to have a third party. Anyway, these are my fantasies. I hope they come true. And to all of our previous callers, we love the updates. Nothing brings me more pleasure. It's like being a parent, but without babies. Do you know what I mean? Please send me your report card. Okay, well, this was your little mini update from Catherine and me. And we are going to be back next week with another mini update. And then we're starting season two. What's the date we're starting season two, Catherine?
October 7th.
October 7th, right in time for fall, right in time to plan our Halloweens together, everybody. So stay tuned. We're not going anywhere for very long. And I'll be back next week to tell you about my love life. So, okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, Catherine.
Bye.
Bye. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Here's an important life tip. It is absolutely essential that you always know where to find a delicious sandwich at a moment's notice. Usually the answer is as easy as Jimmy John's. You know you're always getting some good sandwiches because they make them with fresh baked bread, premium quality meats, and hand-sliced veggies. Like their Italian nightclub made with salami, capicola, ham, and provolone. Everybody loves that one. So if you're looking for the sandwich of sandwiches, order on the Jimmy John's app or online at jimmyjohns.com today.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
We all know how important it is to get a good night's sleep. I know that if I don't sleep for 8 hours a night, I am not as sharp. From memory foam mattresses that hug in all the right places to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support at every price point. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/Chelsea for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Leesa.com/Chelsea.
Hey, LA-bound thrill seekers, it's Chelsea Handler, your fearless guide to the City of Angels. Brace yourselves for a wild ride exploring the diverse food scene, from taco trucks to Michelin stars like Pizzana or Leo's Tacos. Seeking serenity? Immerse yourself in soul-soothing moments with captivating sunsets at Griffith Observatory, rooftop yoga, and a stroll through the Getty Gardens. Your soul will thank you for this enchanting escape. Buckle up for the LA roller coaster and embark on the adventure at discoverla.com. Chelsea Handler signing off, urging you to savor every moment.